Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now for the latest in our series of interviews with party leaders as part of our general election coverage, I'm joined by Michael Collins, who's leader of Independent Ireland. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks for being with us this morning. I know the tackling cost of living issues, it's one of your main priorities. So let's go through some of the measures that you're suggesting here. So you want to cut the VAT rate in hospitality, Michael, to 9%. The Department of Finance say that that would cost a small fortune. Like, you're looking at 764 million, heading towards a billion, really. How would you pay for that? How would you fund it?
Well, first of all, Claire, we must look at the situation that we're facing in this country at the present time with the VAT crisis being risen to 13.5%. There is a huge amount of jobs being lost right throughout the country with cafes closing and restaurants closing all over the country. Now, that's an added cost to the exchequer with people losing their jobs, because every one of those cafes are employing 15 or 20 people. The government got this wrong, got it terribly wrong. And you can see when Fine Gael's manifesto now, they've changed their mind. They said, OK, we're going to start bringing it down to 11%. I'm afraid for many of those people and many of those businesses, it's too late already, Claire, because the doors are closed. And so, you know, these are a lot of problems in your city or in your rural community. Apparently, it was a three the other day in a row in Cork City closed.
Yeah, so, but I suppose, you have to balance the books. Like, even if you restricted it to food and catering, you'd be talking at 545 million. Where do you get that money from for the exchequer?
Well, Independent Ireland has costed have done our own costing on our own policies, and they're coming at about 5.4 billion euros. We have an annual budget of 110 billion in this country. What we want to set up also is a new government spend oversight body set up by and led by an independent body to oversee what wastage has been there. We can guarantee out of the 110 billion. That there's anything up to 7, 8, 9 billion euros being wasted by this government, and we can name out a number of reasons why. You can see with the children's hospital, there's I don't know how many billions have gone over the bike shed, the security hut, the Ivy House bathroom. All these things are costing money.
But we have the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, and we have the Comptroller and Auditor General too. You're talking about another group.
All these other bodies that are there aren't working. Because that's when I'm knocking on the door, people are telling me this country has money, but why isn't it getting to me or us on the ground? You have families telling me that the food trolley that they paid 160, 170 euros has gone up to 200, 220, 230 euros, maybe 40. So, and people with three or four kids are talking about spending up to 450 euros a week on filling the trolley because the price of the bread, the price of the butter has gone out, and ordinary basics are gone out of hand. Claire, and we as Independent Ireland want to work within the budget that are there. There is budgets allocated to these departments already.
Right.
And we need to work, need to spend them properly and cut out the wastage. There's many more areas of wastage, like the expenditure on NGOs. It's gone out of all regions. We don't even know how much do NGOs cost this country. Will it be 8 billion? Is it 14 billion? There's nobody even looking into the cost of NGOs in this country. Some are needed, some aren't.
I want to ask you about carbon tax as well, because I know that's another thing that you want to freeze because of the cost of living increases. Now, that's, they say, is going to bring in a billion a year by 2030, ring-fenced for climate measures. Now, how much will your proposal deprive the state of if you freeze that carbon tax? And again, how do you make up the shortfall?
Well, first and foremost, the bottom line here, Claire, is people are going home with a wage packet. You meet many people and they tell me there's two earners in the one house and they're absolutely squeezed to the limit of their life at the end of the week because they're paying excessive amount of tax. You can say, well, USV, PRSI, but they're also paying tax on their fuel. So you fill the tank of fuel in the morning. That shouldn't be the way a country should work, that you'd fleece people 50% of a tank of fuel. So if you put 80 euros into your car this morning, 40, that is going to different taxes in the country. So we're saying it needs to be freeze. Carbon tax it cannot continue to be applied to people because they cannot basically afford to pay it. So
is ring fence, though, Michael, isn't it, for things like retrofitting, so that ultimately people can have a warmer house to go home to, which I'm sure you'd be in favour of.
I would, but the bottom line here, Claire, and I said that last night, the debate last night, retrofitting, the Green Party have been in government over in two areas in relation to the environment. The retrofitting is one. It hasn't improved. So people that are on a low income, people that are struggling financially and can't heat their homes, can't retrofit their homes because it's not happening for 2 years. Imagine being in government for 5 years and couldn't deliver on that. They didn't deliver on the forestry targets in this country. So we could have brought down our emissions. But that's not what we're talking about at this present time. What I'm saying is money like that is meant to be spent on retrofitting, but it's not happening to the people on the ground. Mm-hmm. And we need to make sure that the money is spent properly. What happened in the 5 years of Green government? Why weren't the people that applied for their warmer homes or their retrofitting not getting it as such? And we're also, you know, we're not in the environment by any manner or means, this independent Ireland Party, but we were talking about lowering the VAT on insulation, and that hasn't happened either.
Okay, listen, I want to ask you about housing, which I know is a very big issue in this election campaign. What would you do to boost supply of houses in the country?
First and foremost, they cared. It was everybody. What I couldn't understand last night was listening to the parties that have been there long enough, promising to give 30,000 houses, 60,000 houses. As I said last night, Labour, I think I said a million. I think she said over 10 years, Ivana. But the problem is, and they're not listening to the experts out there, infrastructure. We have little or no infrastructure set in place in this country. We are now at chronic capacity in relation to wastewater treatment tanks, so much so throughout the country they're pouring raw sewage into our sea. If we don't get our
Micheál Martin addressed that last night, and he talked about it here when he was on the programme as well. So there did seem to be an awareness of it, that it was a should be a priority.
It's no longer, it's an emergency. We need to have a housing emergency call here, because the infrastructure is not in place. If you looked at one of the leading newspapers on Sunday, the experts there were saying, the experts who are the people in construction were saying, there will be no hope that we'll get 30,000 houses built. So I wasn't going to go in there last night saying, oh, we're going to be better than the rest. We'll say 70,000 just to be one step better than the rest. They can't deliver on the 30. No government will be able to deliver on the 30, well, no matter
what. But what would you do? What are you saying would solve it?
First and foremost, we have little or no accountability as to where money is going. Iste Éireann must answer questions. Why isn't there proper infrastructure set up in place? We know there's raw sewage pouring into the seas. While the country keeps chasing the farmer, they took their eye off the ball about the state. The state is the biggest culprit for environmental casualties in our clean seas. So the infrastructure has to be set in place. So you have to, if you want to build houses in Dublin, if you want to build houses in Cork, if you want to build houses in rural Ireland, if the infrastructure is not in place, it can't be built. So they're going to go nowhere near 30,000. They'd be very lucky to go anywhere near 6,000 or 7,000 or 8,000. And that, it doesn't matter who's in government, whether it's independent Ireland, whether it's Labour, Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, they're not going to build.
Okay, so it's infrastructure first for you. Listen, Mark, I want to ask you about one of your chief policies on immigration is to bring IPASS accommodation into the planning system. This is accommodation for asylum seekers. So in general, you want to make it much harder for the state to provide accommodation for those people who are seeking asylum.
No, totally a different set, Claire. I think in any planning application throughout the country, everybody has the chance to have an observation or maybe an opportunity to object. I'm very, very slow in supporting anybody to object against anybody's planning, but at least that's the area where people may, you know, at the moment they're maybe venting their anger on streets and whatever. This is the area where they need to have some involvement in. So local communities can get involved. Local communities can put forward suggestions. Local communities can at least have some say in what is going on. Whereas if you parachute in modular homes in the community without their consultation, without a planning application going forward, it's going to further anger people.
But it will allow for objections, and you know what objections mean. It means the whole thing is delayed. So ultimately, that does make it much more difficult for the state to provide the accommodation that they need. I mean, even today with the cold weather, I see they have a cold weather plan for the asylum seekers who are sleeping on the streets.
Yes, it may encourage objections. You could be correct there, but the bottom line is people must have their say. They cannot have something dictated on them. The people that haven't got their say up as you know, as recent as people coming in high numbers into their communities where they can't cope, or their health system can't cope, the education system can't cope, and they're not getting an opportunity to have their say.
Okay,
and
listen,
this might give that opportunity. And
I want to ask you very briefly before we finish, because Michael Fitzmaurice has said a red line for your party in government formation is the removal of carbon tax in its entirety for farmers. Now, do you know how much that's going to cost the taxpayer? Because someone's going to have to pay the balance, aren't they?
Well, we have all our agricultural policies costed. And what we're seeing is that there's so many farmers in severe difficulty at the moment. We were promised that farmers wouldn't, you know, have to sell their animals, sell their cows. They tell me no markets in the country at this present time, Claire, are full. Imagine in January, full of cows going to have to be sold. So farmers are going through the most horrific time at this present time, as well as the fishermen in this country. They're the forgotten people. So what we're seeing is that our policies are costed. They have to freeze carbon tax on agriculture, because farmers can't cope with the costs that are going out there. Farmers are going to deliver the bread and butter and the food that's on the table. And what we're doing is we're going to end up having to import food from abroad, which we're doing already, Claire.
All right, listen.
All policies that we're
okay, Michael, listen, we'll leave it there, but thanks for your time. Michael Collins there from Independent Ireland, back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.